And take that accounting course and went to Bowling Green and finished up there and went to work. Well, the next boy, 7 years younger, as I said, the oldest boy was extra good in books. Anything that he ever looked at, he could tell you all about it, you see. And the youngest boy, same way. The middle boy didn't study books. He'd rather be behind that old gray mule and plow over there as do that. So he is my farmer. And he stayed and worked on it. The youngest boy had asthma so bad all his life he couldn't do anything. So when the middle boy finished up that Chester High School, he finished Chester High School before they lost the high school there, and he wanted to go to state and take an agricultural course, and he went up there and took that course, and of course they let him out of the service until he got through up there, and he went on into service, and he made the honor guard and didn't have to cross, and stayed over there in California, married a home girl up that Starville, Columbus rather, while he was in service over there, and they came back here, and he came back here, and the county agent over here helped him get a county agent job at Vicksburg. And he went on and took that over, and he was dissatisfied with. That's when they was having such a term about cotton, and a whole lot of it he hadn't had, and he begged over and told the county agent he just had to go back and get some more schooling before he could do anything with it, you see. So he went back. At the time of it, he found out that he could work for the John Deere Tractor Company, and he got a good job with the tractor company as one of the overseers and one of the teachers, and at the time of it, they made a new model, and they put him on that to explain all the parts and all the dealers and all like that, you see. And they sent him to Jackson and told him he wouldn't be moved, that he was going to have half of Mississippi as his territory, and he wouldn't be moved. He wouldn't have to cross 82 Highway. That would be his turn. But the man on the north side played out, so he had to take the whole county, the whole state. And he got dissatisfied and went back up there to Columbus and got the county each of them. He had to enter there for a while as assistant, but the other man retired and he got in, so he's there.
Right.
You
see. Mm-hmm.
And the younger boy went to state too. He decided he didn't go to state. He went there, he took industrial management.
I see.
He could take a plant and put it to work. A new plant. Take the boy, hire all the employers and examine them and tell whether they do the job or couldn't do the job, you see. All like that, you see. And put a plant in operation. Or go where one's in operation and keep it going in operation. Manager, you see. Industrial management. So the boys laughed at him up there and said he'd butt a bit off bigger than he would never get no one. But he did. But he went in service, but he made first lieutenant in the Air Corps before he ever went in service. He went all in the service and made first lieutenant in the Air Corps. Went flying these planes around, you see. And so he liked it, but his wife didn't like it. And every time this plane went missing, why, that was him, you see. She just scared to death about it. And he got had something happen, I don't know what, but he got to decide he didn't want any more about it either. He didn't know what he wanted. But so he dreaded quitting. He was getting a good salary, you see. A man, first lieutenant in the Air Corps gets a salary, you see. All that stuff. He went, said he went to train those boys that when the big boss had cussed down his throat, why, he had the same opportunity the other boy. It was all right then when he was doing it, but it wasn't right in his.
See.
So he finally decided he'd quit, get out of it. And they didn't want him to quit at all. They told him they'd spent thousands and thousands of dollars on him getting him to where he'd be what they wanted. They didn't want to quit. But he quit and went to old man Abe Plow in Memphis for a job. Said, that's about the biggest thing you find. And said, old man Abe, I said, you're the very man we're looking for. He said, we want these boys that's finished industrial management. We need men to manage our business for it. He said, we've got lots of plants all over the world that ain't making a go of it. And nobody knows why. He said, we want somebody to go there and tell them why. And they put him out there, and he made good. But the plants in operation got them good, so they finally said they're going to send him to Alexander, Virginia. And he told me they didn't want to go. It's too far off from home. His daddy and mother are both old, and they want to go off and leave him. And they told him they'd make it as worthwhile. They didn't say that. So he finally went over up there. And they told him, said, now you go up there. He said, that plant's not making production. And says, you go there and sit down and take your time and find out why it's not making production. Says, we're just not making anything out of it. And said, he went there and within a few days, they found the man that was supposed to be, didn't even go to the plant half the time. And he just liked a few years of being ready to retire. And he just quit. He just didn't care. He just quit.